8:15 in News Radio's 560 KPQ. Each Friday we have Legislative Day when we talk with Mike Steele, Kerry Condotta, and also the man on the line right now, Senator Brad Hawkins from the 12th District. Good morning, Senator.
Good morning, Michael and Kevin. Good to be with you.
And it's good to be with you, too. I know there was initially you thought you weren't going to be able to make it, and I'm so happy that you were. Thank you so much for joining us.
Well, me too. I'm happy I could make it, too. I was double booked this morning at 8 a.m. because I had a committee hearing in the House for one of the bills that I sponsored, but I was able to get in and out, so I'm happy to be with you.
And this was on your good neighbor bill. How did it seem like that the House committee received your bill over there?
Well, they received it well. You know, I was very pleased that we were able to secure a unanimous vote for that bill out of the Senate. It was one of the very first bills, at least Republican bills, to make it out of the full Senate. And my goal is to keep the bill moving, keep it in front of the committees and things like that. And one of the benefits of advancing a bill early out of the chamber that you reside in, the Senate, for example, is that the bills are in front of all the other ones that are coming through the whole process. So in order for a bill to become law, it has to go through its committee process in its house of origin, be approved by its full chamber, and then it goes to the opposite chamber. So in this case, the House, for consideration. It'll have two committees to go through in the House, this committee and then the fiscal committee in the House, before it can come up to the floor. So I'm hoping it can continue its good trajectory all the way through the process on the House side.
When you testify before your colleagues, how collegial are they, or do you get raked over the coals?
Oh, no, yeah. No, they're really good. I appreciate it. I've served with a lot of those members when I served in the House for 4 years. I have good relationships across the aisle. I'm very proud of that. But I also have good relationships across the chambers, too. So, and that's one of the advantages of serving in the House before you serve in the Senate is, you know, if you treat everybody the way you want to be treated, you know, sometimes it all has a way of working out. And on a good piece of policy, I think like this is, I think it's very reasonable. We have a lot of support. We had the DNR and others testifying in support of it. We need to do important forest health work. This bill would help us get working towards that. So I think it makes a lot of sense. It's just sometimes one of the threats to this sort of bill isn't the policy. It's really the timeline and the cutoff dates and the schedule in a short session. So that's why I'm trying to keep it moving.
We have some major cutoff dates coming up here in the not-too-distant future. We've passed a second one, and that was the fiscal cutoff date. We have more coming down the pike.
Yeah, so we have bills that come through their committee that have a policy impact have to pass by a certain date, and then bills that come through the committee process have a fiscal impact have to pass by a next date. So all the bills are basically out of their committees at this point, and now we've transitioned almost entirely to Senate voting in the Senate chambers with the full Senate. So that's kind of an interesting process because I'm pretty familiar with the bills that came through the committees that I serve on. I serve on three. But then when we transition out of committee work and to the full Senate, then we're analyzing and considering all of the bills that came out of their committees, including bills that came out of committees I didn't serve on. So it's a totally different shift, but we're making a big push because this next Wednesday, February 14th, happy Valentine's Day to my wife and everybody out there, but February 14th is the cutoff date for bills to pass the Senate that don't have a fiscal impact. The bills that have a fiscal impact that are necessary to implement the budget, those are not subject to that cutoff, but all the other bills are subject to that one. So my Leavenworth pilot project bill for outdoor burning is one that I'm hoping will survive that cutoff.
Now, is there anything that surprised you as you guys have been on the floor voting with these deadlines kind of overarching? I know there was some a little bit of shenanigans, it seemed like, last night, but are there any of these bills that have surprised you on the Senate floor?
Well, nothing quite yet. You know, occasionally real democracy breaks out. What happens sometimes is that a couple nights ago, we ended up going to about 1 a.m., well, sometimes, you know, when you're voting on bills all day long and all evening long, motions can run high. And so But I've seen that all before, and so I try to stay really grounded and really level. And we have to, I think, we have to be really steady, too, as legislators. And sometimes emotions can get the best of us, both because of the issues that we care about can be really passionate, but also because we're under a lot of stress and we're working very long hours. But I'm fortunately, because of I've been at this 6 years now, so between the House and the Senate, and that's not a tremendous amount of time, but it's enough experience for me to have seen a lot of the things before. So I've seen some blow-ups and some tantrums and some frustrations, and as a father of an 8-year-old and a 10-year-old, I know how to handle tantrums and frustrations. So I have that experience to draw from as well. So, but yeah, I think we're going to make it through, and once we get through this big cutoff on the 14th, I think things will begin to normalize.
Senator Brad Hawkins, thank you so much. I know you have a very busy morning, and we'll let you go, and we look forward to talking to you again next Friday, we hope.
Yeah, thank you so much. Always great to be with you.